Evelyn Wong. Ayahuasca, The Visionary and Healing Powers of the Vine of the Soul by Joanne Parisi Wilcox. I was the world in which I walked, and what I saw or heard or felt came not from but myself. And there I found myself more truly and more strange. These lines from Wallace Stevens's Tea at the Palaz of Hoon speak to what I feel as I attempt to write about ayahuasca, the consciousness-altering plant brew of the South American Amazon. Through partaking of ayahuasca, I did indeed find myself more truly than ever before, and yet more strange than I anticipated. So, when trying to explain to people what my experiences with ayahuasca were like, I become strangely inarticulate for one who is a writer and editor. At such times, I feel tempted to quote Wallace Stevens. For me, many of his lines and stanzas strike to the bone of the ayahuasca experience. Stevens was writing about aesthetics and poetry, language and meaning, subjects that are not entirely foreign to the ayahuasca experience. Is there any area of inquiry foreign to the ayahuasca experience? I doubt it. Ayahuasca is not only an experience of body, mind, and spirit, but also one of meaning, both epistemological and ontological. It is an experience that transcends its botany and pharmacology, its medicinal and curative tradition, and its Amazonian roots. Ayahuasca expertly debones the mind, perhaps even the spirit, and certainly consensual reality and the context of meaning. This bitter jungle brew can saw through the gristle and tendons that hold the meat of who we are, or who we think we are, to the bone of the body. It frees us in ways inexplicable to those who have not experienced it. This millennia-old sacrament can expose the marrow of our delusions and our desires, sucking out the stem cells of the I for infusion into a more cosmic self.